Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is perfected in all the qualities and free of every failing and mistake. And in order to attain the state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings. So in this world we have many spiritual paths, and although all of these spiritual paths are various in their ways in which they are labeled or in which they bring forth the explanations of their spiritual practices and so forth, but in the bottom line, objective of all of these spiritual paths, then the goal is to establish sentient beings' peace and happiness, you know, to remove the problems and the sufferings from the life of sentient beings. So that basic goal is common to all spiritual paths, to attain inner peace and happiness and to eliminate suffering. But what is the difference is that in some systems then you have very elaborate explanations. In some systems then it is very brief. One doesn't find many points of view in it. And so accordingly then if we look at present-day generation, when people are far more intelligent, far more learned, then much more explanation is required of the spiritual paths in order to convince or inspire individuals on the spiritual path in accordance with their mind level, in accordance with their interest.
Or 我觉得你的电脑是哪的，他把讲的电脑的就这么的，一点着我就自己光个样，这个了，我觉得你自己电脑的打机全部决定的，电脑里面的你自己头发对了，我觉得他把全部去去去，词儿的样就，这个楼道电板，那么上下嘛到就，他把那部电脑拿进去，差不多全部马上我就用到的，公布我的我就讲的。 电脑呢，用起我记词的，对于讲，那当电板没拿几个电送完了，就当几句词的给送幼儿园的，这个国龙记的送完是哪着？国外的连马西瓦，国内这边人家说有不见过，这个人送的送的嘛，到送我词的嘛，带上一点这个就，单机车厂当嘛，这个人家么这么不讲的，再当电脑用个就是像作业那样。
So, from Buddha's perspective, one can say, you know, the teachings of the Buddha most prevalent or most common is the Hinayana. Hinayana collection of the teachings of the Buddha, which is the basis of the spiritual path, and was well spread in the time of Buddha and well cultivated. And then, with regards to the method as taught in accordance with the Mahayana teachings of Buddha, then those teachings were encountered by a fortunate few, you know. Fortunate few in the sense that who had the great fortune to encounter these teachings. So one can say, compared to the Hinayana collection of the teachings, then the exposure of the teachings, Mahayana collection of the teachings, was exposed to a limited number of people. Then, in comparison to the general Mahayana teachings, then one can say that the secret Mantrayana teachings then were specifically targeted for disciples who were suitable receptacles, you know, suitable vessels for these teachings. The reason behind this is that, you know, in order to avert wrong understanding, misconstrued understanding of the secret Mantrayana teachings. So it was only given to disciples who were suitable recipients of these teachings. So just like how we have this kind of system in the Buddhist teachings, then other religious systems too have these kind of various levels of the teachings, in the sense that teachings that are common to all, then limited to are limited to a few, and then most secret teachings like that. So in most religious traditions, then you have these varying levels of the teachings.
就是嘛，里米路做当他们是哪样的，我就六年做当他们过年就，就他那强强人个嘛是情况怎样？第二样，那这个第三么着吧，嘛不有定的。第二年这样么来，那这个第三么着吧，嘛不有定的。我在第二年做什么来，我第一样嘛，那这么着吧，我这个日里又把就，嘛说是三分之四当第二年嘛不就用个一万元的，我在初六来，第二年也用定的。
So just like in our secular education, you know, then you have varying levels of education, education that takes care of the primary stage of one's education, and within that you have many different levels. Then you have middle school education. Within that, you have many different levels, and then high school level education. And within that, also you have many levels established according to the student's level of the mind and capacity. So in the spiritual path too, it is the same. You have many graded courses of the path, corresponding to sentient beings' mind level and capacity.
我觉得电脑也蛮用的，我觉得电脑电脑上觉得，生活就我个子那样就理解用个有话的，我觉得各种我们说就三年前的时候，你学到学习吧，电脑上个就。
So, when we take a look at the secret mantra and the teachings of the Buddha, then you have the four levels of tantra, you know, the Kriya tantra or the action tantra, the Chara tantra, which is the performance tantra, the yoga tantra, and the highest unsurpassable yoga tantra. And within that, you have the classification of what are categorized as father tantras and mother tantras. So within these categories, then you have differences of the of many different deities with different colors, different number of faces and arms, and the variety of implements and so forth. And you have slightly various ways of undertaking the meditational practices on them. So like that, you although all of these teachings are founded on the same basis or the foundation of being the Mahayana teachings, then within that Mahayana teaching, then within those four levels of tantra, then you find slight variations in the practices. So this is a general explanation of the Hinayana, the individual vehicle or the Hinayana vehicle, then the universal vehicle of the Mahayana, and the Mantrayana vehicle. So within the Mantrayana vehicle, in continuance with the teachings on the text by the Mongolian master, you know, Paldan Churges, explanation of Mantrayana's explanation of the paths and grounds of the secret Mantrayana, in accordance with these instructions, then these teachings are formatted to explain the empowerments, the pledges and the vows and the category of the how to progress on the path, the meditational practices as to how one may progress on the path, and then the fourth is basically how to actualize the result of the enlightened state. So these are the four main topics on the basis of which the explanation on the grounds and paths, tantric paths and grounds, has been formatted For example, after taking the initiation, then you have the pledges and the vows that come, and then for the path, you can say the path incorporating the practices of the yogas with sign, without sign, and then as a result of the practices of these yogas, then you actualize the Vajradharas enlightenment, the unified state of the divine holy body and the holy mind, the Vajradhara state of enlightenment. So that is the same for the action tantra, performance tantra, and the yoga tantra. As for the highest unsurpassable yoga tantra, then besides the empowerments, pledges and vows, then and the path that which is meditated upon is the path of the two stages, and then the fourth point deals with how to actualize the result of the result enlightenment. So far, all of the explanations covered up to, according to the Tibetan text, page 41, then deals in general with the stages of the grounds and paths in relation to Guhya Samaja, Chakra Samvara, He Vajra, and the Yamantaka. Because most of the, except for slight differences, most of them are in the path of method for accomplishing these meditational practices are pretty much the same. In general, they are the same. But within the highest yoga tantra, highest unsurpassable yoga tantra, then the color chakra is slightly different. It's more distinctive, and for this reason, then you have a section dedicated solely to the kala chakra system. If you look at your text, then it's on page, I think, 56, the Kala Chakra system. And I'm going to read from Geoffrey Hopkins' translation. So it's pretty similar, so that way it'll complement the two translations. With regards to the method of progressing on the path in the Kala Chakra system, there are four sections to it. One is becoming a suitable vessel, and then the second is keeping pure or purifying the pledges and the vows, and the third is the method as to how to cultivate cultivate oneself on the path, and the fourth point being the mode of actualizing the result referring to Vajradhara state of enlightenment. So how to become a suitable vessel is through the empowerment, and then through having received the empowerment, then how one should start off on one's practice is through guarding, keeping pure all of the pledges and the vows that one takes on during that empowerment, and the path that one, with regards to how to cultivate the path here is generally the path of the two-stage yoga practice, the generation stage yoga and the completion stage yoga, and the fruit here is the fruit to be actualized, is the result to be actualized is Vajradhara's enlightenment. So, in accordance with the quotation from Kuntan Tenpa Dunme, then within that he states saying that, you know, all of this information on the path as to how to, you know, progress on the path of the stages and path on the path of the secret mantra path is on the basis of these four points. The empowerment, the keeping pure, the pledges and the vows that one takes, and then meditating on the path and actualizing the results. So these four points are applicable to all of the tantric yoga practices, whether it is in the case of the action tantra or performance tantra or yoga tantra or highest unsurpassable yoga tantra, or in the case of the uncommon, you know, Kalachakra tantra. In all of these tantras, then it is by means of these four points that one should progress on the path. You know, outside of these four sections, then there is no other method as to how to, you know, progress in the path of those tantras. So the way these four points have been set forth has been completely in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition on the stages stages of the path of the mantra.
So
how to become a suitable vessel for the path is by having trained the mind in mental continuum well through the common paths. Then the disciple enters a colored sand mandala, enters a colored particles mandala of color chakra, and attains the bestowal of the seven initiations in the manner of taking care of a child. The four high initiations, the four greatly high initiations, and the great Lord Vajra Master initiation. So with regards to this, then usually when these initiations are explained, there is a general general explanation which is common to all, and then a particular explanation given in relevance to that particular tantra. So the explanations that are given from the great Indian master Abhyakara's Vajramala text, then in the context of those explanations, then it is an explanation of the rites of initiation, which is basically common to all of the common to all of the initiations of the deities, such as the Vaz initiation, such as the secret initiation, such as the wisdom initiation, and the sacred word initiation. So this format is general or common to all of the initiations. Then you have a special or particular explanation here in relation to the Kalachakra Tantra. So in accordance with the Kalachakra Tantra, then the requirement being that one has to be initiated into a sand mandala, that that it is insufficient that one is enters into a drawn mandala, but the specific instruction here is that particular instruction here is entering into the sand mandala and then receiving this particular set of the seven initiations known by their characteristic names.
These
seven initiations in the manner of of the engagements of the manner of the in the pattern of the childhood, in the manner of the for example, like when a child is born, then at the time when the child is born, then the child is bathed or washed. So accordingly, then you have the water initiation. Then you have then as the child grows up, then you pierce the ears, put on ornaments, and tie up the hair, so forth, like that. Then you have the ribbon initiation, then you have the crown initiation, and so like this, you have a series of seven initiations in the pattern of childhood. And so this collection of these seven initiations are known as the Vaz initiation. So when they talk about the four high initiations, basically is the four initiations of the Vaz, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word of the high initiation, and the four greatly high initiations are also categorized as the Vaz, secret, wisdom and the sacred word initiation, and then the great Lord Vajra Master initiation. Through the rites of this initiation, then one becomes a suitable vessel to engage in the meditational practice of the two stages, the generation stage and the completion stage yoga. So it says that Naropa's commentary on the brief explication of the rites of initiation says that the mandalas into which the disciples enter are only the sand mandalas. And, the mandalas that are on painted cloth and so forth are not suitable. So this is stated as such within the root and the condensed tantra. Then next, the statement that Kulika Manjushri bestowed initiation in a three-dimensional mandala upon the Brahmanic sages such as Suryaratha is in reference to an exception. So when Guru Shakyamuni first taught the Kalachakra Tantra, then he arose as the glorious Kalachakra, and then taught the root tantra, and then then you had the Manjushri Kirti, you had seven including Manjushri Kirti, then you would say seven are Dharma kings. Seven, each reigning Dharma kings of Shambhala, each reigning for a period of 100 years each, and then what they studied and taught were mostly the root tantra that Shakyamuni Buddha himself taught in the aspect of Kalachakra. Then during the time of the 25 Kulika kings, then there came a time when a Brahmin who was by this name of Suryaratha, who was more inclined towards non-Buddhist philosophy, then made a special request for the Kalachakra tantra to be condensed because the root tantra as it was way too elaborate for them, and so they so upon their special request, then this condensed presentation of it, being initiated into a three-dimensional mandala is regarded as a special exception to the case of requiring to be initiated solely into the sand mandala. So this Brahman Suryaratha being initiated into a three-dimensional mandala was regarded under special circumstances because they found the root tantra to be way too elaborate and wanted a more condensed version. So in the four tantras, in the four levels of the tantra, then one can be initiated into a sand mandala, a drawn mandala, a three-dimensional mandala, or a concentration mandala. In the case of the sand mandala, being initiated into a sand mandala, then that is mostly from the point of view of the opportunity to accumulate extensive merit and to perform the rites of an initiation into the sand mandala, then requires a lot of material wealth to conduct these things. Then and so this is considered as an opportunity mostly from the perspective of of a way to accumulate merit. Then being initiated into the drawn mandala, then that is a little bit more easier than the undertaking of initiation into a sand mandala. Then you have the third version. In the case of, for example, ascetic practitioners who do not have much material things, and so in the case of which an initiating lama is able to meditate on the mandala, and the initiate disciples are also able to participate in the full and complete meditation on the mandala. In such as these cases, then the rights of the empowerment can be bestowed through this concentration mandala, mentally generated mandala, and where the initiating master and the recipient disciple of that initiation are able to completely participate in all of these meditational procedures. So this is applicable usually in all the four tantras, but in the case of the Kalachakra Tantra, the root tantras and the commentaries don't specifically say that this is all right to do. So because of that, because there isn't a direct okay in the tantras or in the commentaries. So then it says that it must be analyzed whether or not it is suitable to bestow initiation in a concentration mandala when a renunciate trainee is fully qualified. And this refers specifically to the Kali Chakra Tantra, whether one can do this. It is one can do this in the case of other tantras, but in the case of Kali Chakra Tantra, because the tantras and the commentaries do not directly say that it is okay, so it's saying that one should check it out whether it is possible to conduct such a rite of initiation in the case of the Kali Chakra.
So then
you have the seven initiations for this in the pattern of childhood for this to be empowered to undertake the generation stage yoga practices. The seven initiations in the manner of taking care of a child are qualitatively similar to a mother's bathing a child when it is born, then a piercing and fastening ornaments to the child's ears, fixing the hair on top of its head and laughing and so forth. So in accordance with these rites of the child, then you have the corresponding to it the seven initiations. So the seven initiations begin with first generating the Vajra body, then your Vajra speech, Vajra mind, like that, and then the initiations that are given by the five Tathagatas, the five wisdom councils, the male and female bodhisattvas, and so forth, like that, and the rites of the you have Kali Chakra with four faces, so the front face. The four faces. The front face is the eastern face, and then you have the right face, which is the southern face, and then you go to the northern face, and then you have the western face at the back. So in most tantras, usually it is a complete clockwise, but in Kali Chakra, it's half clockwise and half anti-clockwise. The clockwise symbolizes a method, and the then going anti-clockwise, you know, symbolizes wisdom, like that. So even when you do the Kala Chakra mantra, if from east it goes to south, then from south it goes to north, then from north it goes to west. Usually you go east, south, west, and north is the standard mandala, you know. But in Kala Chakra it goes half clockwise and half anti-clockwise. So when the first water initiation begins, then it begins at the northern, you know, the northern face of Kala Chakra, which is the left face of Kala Chakra, and then you know the initiate disciples are generated into the Vajra body. So from the northern white face, you know, the disciples are generated into Vajra body, and you receive the first two initiations, which is the water and the crown initiation, and they are bestowed by the, you know, the five Tathagatas, and the five concert, you know, the four wisdom mothers of the mandala. So then on the right side, you know, the southern part, the face of Kala Chakra is red in color. So disciples are generated into the Vajra speech, and then you have the eight Shaktis, and then as well as the principal father and mother, you know, bestowing the next two initiations, the eight Shaktis and the principal father and mother, then they correspond with the ten perfections, and they bestow the ribbon initiation from which Tarjanda and the principal father and mother bestow the Vajra and Bell initiation.
So
And then from the east, which is the direct front face, which is black in color, then the, again, two sets of initiations are bestowed. So just as from the, you know, the, from the left face of our color chakra, then as arising as the Vajra disciples as the Vajra body, you have two initiations. From the right face, the red face, you have two initiations, and likewise from the front eastern black face, then you have two initiations. Here, the you know, the disciples arise as the, you know, Vajra mind, and then the six male and female bodhisattvas bestow the conduct initiation, and then the ten wrathful male and female ones then bestow the name initiation.
Durji ji na ni da ka durji sa durji thu durji ichi durji tene da ichi ji char tela jar na navsa ichi ji char serbo tela ngod cha ba lo ma ichi durji che ba tela da durji sa ba ya mem go go ni jin ang go ho da ho kra ba ji da shi wa da ni ba ho da bo ti da ren ba jin de ma ra tong ka da si na tin da yin ding
And the backside, the western yellow face, is regarded as the, you know, the yellow wisdom face. And so here, the disciples are generated as wisdom Vajras, and then you know, the initiation is bestowed. So in this way, you know, in this way, the seven initiations are bestowed. Just to read the part, it says, the four mothers within the achieved mandala bestow the water initiation, and the five ones Gandhas, mean Tathagatas, bestow the crown initiation upon students who directed toward the northern face of Kala Chakra are generated as the deity called Vajra, body Vajra, and the ten Shaktis bestow the ribbon initiation, and the main father and mother bestow the Vajra and bell initiation upon students who directed toward the southern red speech face are generated as the deity called the speech Vajra. The male and female bodhisattvas bestow the conduct initiation, and the fierce or the wrathful male and the wrathful female deities bestow the name initiation upon students who directed toward the eastern black mind face are generated as the deity called mind Vajra. The male and female bodhisattvas bestow the permission initiation upon students who directed toward the western yellow wisdom face are generated as the deity called the wisdom Vajra. So concluding all of these seven initiations, then you have appendage initiations that are there are two types of appendages, you know, secondary appendages and the main appendages. From among these, the first is giving of the mirror, the eye medicine, and so forth, and the second is a master initiation, giving the three pledges of the Vajra bell and the seal in accordance with Yoga Tantra. Then it makes a specification saying that in accordance with you know, the great exposition of the stages of secret mantra, within that it is stated that this is a master initiation for Yoga Tantra, and below, meaning, you know, Kriya Tantra Pravansa, but it is not a master initiation for a teacher of the highest Yoga Tantra.
어제 다디나 임바연디다 안다나지 단다고 어제 주어들 니번 어떤 건 넘건 넘건 둘지도 본 세네다 맨 호봉고 온고 맨 더저 이와리 마다 둘지도 본 뭐니와 문딩이 대 임바연디는 남주지 맨 지지인지 담미지 짓던보도 본지 험만버 머름리 선소지 지성가베 머름나디 제벌라고 이와 시저유딩이 된다인딩
So the Vajra Master initiation, which is stated within the context of the seven initiations, then that is not to be considered as the actual real, you know, Vajra Master initiation, as a, you know, like in the case of the Highest Yoga Tantra. You know, it can be considered as Vajra Master initiation for the three lower tantras, you know, yoga tantra, performance tantra, and the action tantra. But in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the stages of secret mantra, within that it says that this Vajramastra initiation does not qualify for the highest yoga tantra.
Oji da dina yin mayin du dina jigdan da dini da jigda jivadar nipon dambu di da chawang se na chawang sa dan la se yang jiga tondak la vambi yang jiti yin so yin na vambi yang yag nrubu yuwa re di vambi yang se na man yang ma tangi tingur ka sa jidang du jen na chawang sa dan la vambukong ka tanyin manzi jang di danga la che jiza
So, in the case of the other tantras, then these initiations are usually categorized as Vaz initiation. But in the case of the Kalachakra Tantra, both in the root tantra and the condensed tantra, then they do not call it the Vaz initiation like in the cases of the other tantras, but they just say they have the they say that that because it because all seven are called water initiations, since they followed they're called water initiations because they follow a prior water initiation. Something the verbal convention Vaz initiation is not used for the seven, the water initiation and so forth. All seven are called water initiations since they follow water. This is how it is explained in the Kalachakra root and the condensed condensed tantra.
So in the
case of the initiations for the in the case of the high Vaz initiation and the higher than the high in the greatly high Vaz initiations, these initiations which empower us to engage in the practice of the completion stage yoga practices. So the high Vaz initiation, which is and the higher than the high Vaz initiation, are constituted by the blisses arisen from touching the Vaz holding white. The Vaz holding white here as refers to the breast of the embracing one seal, one consort, and nine seals, 9 concepts respectively. This is a master initiation. Although it is similar to master initiations of the general highest yoga tantra, that is like Goa Samaja, Chakras, or other tantras, but there is a difference with regard to the seal. Usually the number of a concert. Difference here mainly refers to the number of concert, and so they are called attainment in the mandala of the wisdom mother's body.
Number Chibadi Jong Sandi Nyamada, Ruma Chidan Gi, Bangala Tiwali Jong, Divala, and Zedi Bangi Changur the Tabashi Jawasi, which is the man of the Martin Raju Mandrava Gunita Zoyodini.
So, with regards to the high and the greatly high secret initiations, they are constituted by the blisses generated through tasting the secret substances arisen from the gurus, absorption with 1 and 9 wisdom mothers respectively, and the bliss generated through seeing the vulvas of 1 and 9 wisdom mothers respectively. They are called those attained in a vulva mandala.
Hajida Dina Yamba Yandu Kami, Hong Kong, Conchengo, Gongi, Kami, Songa, Conchengo, Songa, Ojida Dina Jitaka, Jerugo, Yandu, Dini, Chiron, Yon, Gomi, Cherovichi, Yon, Conchensena, Ti, Cherovichi, Yon, Yaruchi, Gugu, Yandu, Dini, Cheron, Ramja, Tommy Ruma, Chida, Goda, Yamba, Yubala, Yamba, Yubala, Kamshiva, Divala, and Ziti.
Wisdom initiations, transcendental wisdom initiations. Whether it is the high initiation or the greatly high, they are these initiations are of the same rig or same lineage. So therefore, these initiations are constituted by, again, the blisses that arise from the melting of the essential elements or constituents when the student is disciple is absorbed with 1 and 9 wisdom mothers respectively, and they are called those attained in a mandala of conventional mind of enlightenment. And then it says that a certain scholar's explanation in accordance with the general highest yoga tantra, in which the mandalas wisdom initiation and the secret initiation are attained are reversed, is not factual in the context of Kala Chakra. So, with regards to these initiations in the category of the high initiations or the greatly high, higher than the high, greatly high initiations, then apart from the differences of the number of wisdom mothers, whether it's being you know, one wisdom mother or nine, or you know, the way in which the way in which the four blisses are identified. Apart from these slight variations, then the initiations within the high initiation or the greatly high initiation is pretty much the same, apart from the number of wisdom mothers and the way in which the blisses are identified. So it says that the greatly high vows, initiations, and so forth are similar in other respects, with the exceptions that there is a difference of one or nine wisdom mothers and a slight difference with regard to the system for identifying which from among the four joys they are, or the four blisses they are.
Tini tiga on kami dah tini je on jiwan mandra di sini kami on jiwan tuan dah kami on kama sana kancing on jiwan tuan ni kan dah mesin dah semua yang tu tini je on jiwan mandra di kami on jiwan nombor sanksen juga ni wajar masa walaupun juga kebab di kandung je on jiwan yang sini dah orang juga kami on jiwan tuan di on jiwan guni wajar kandung je on jiwan yang sini.
And then with regards to the fourth initiation of these two, meaning the high initiation and the fourth initiation of the greatly high, higher than the high, you know, greatly high initiation, vows initiation, that is of the high and the greatly high, sets of four. These two categories are slightly different. The high fourth initiation is the innate joy of the mind of enlightenment, mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta, staying at the jewel and not flowing outside. And the conventional initiation. According to Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra, then within that it is stated that this is explained as the third initiation in the mandala rites of other systems, meaning systems of the highest yoga tantra. But although one has attained the initiation, since one has not attained the fourth initiation, this does not authorize one to listen to the tantras completely. However, when one attains this fourth initiation in the cycle of the Kala Chakra, then one is qualified to listen to the tantras completely. If one has not attained the four higher than the high, greatly high initiations, it is explained that one is not suitable as a complete teacher of the tantra. So this is how it is explained in, depending on this difference between the third and the fourth initiation, where one is placed with regards to this difference, then Lama Tsongkhapa clearly defines or states by receiving whatever levels of the initiation, then qualifies you for what type of undertaking. And then the composer of the text, Ngawang Palden, supports Lama Tsongkhapa's explanations with regards to these points as to what levels of the initiation empowers you for what activity.
我觉得,
So then the next part says, the simultaneous composite and the indifferentiable entity of the body of the father and mother deities, meaning Kali Chakra, father and mother, their empty form adorned with the major marks and signs, and the mind of supreme, immutable great bliss, which is absorbed in emptiness, meaning, you know, reflecting reflecting on the emptiness of their holy body, absorbed in emptiness as one taste is the fourth, greatly high initiation, higher than the high initiation. That is also called the supramundane and ultimate fourth initiation. So the previous initiation of the high initiation, that was the conventional, you know, that was the conventional fourth initiation, the conventional fourth initiation where we you have the high fourth initiation is the innate joy of the mind of enlightenment staying at the jewel and not flowing outside, and this is the conventional fourth initiation of the, conventional fourth initiation. So, and so now here, when you are meditating on the empty form body of the deity, empty form body of the Kali Chakra father and mother, and meditating on the emptiness of this holy body, then this is the fourth greatly high initiation. The fourth greatly high initiation. So, with regards to the other tantras of Guha Samaja, Chakra Samaja, then you have the practice instead of the you have the general use of the terminology of the illusory body. So here, although here in the Kali Chakra, then instead of utilizing the term illusory body, then they refer to this practice as the empty form body and meditating on the emptiness of this empty form body of the deity, father and mother, is the fourth greatly high initiation.
So
And then it's the system of conferring the fourth initiation, making one a suitable vessel by way of the words similar to that in the general procedure of the highest yoga tantra. And then you have the last initiation, which is the initiation of the great Lord Vajramaster, condensed from the rite of the seven initiations, is conferred. And it is as it is in the mandala rite. So, this rite of the last Vajramaster initiation is in accordance with the mandala ritual of the Kalachakra system. That is what it's saying. So in short, we can say that the empowerment of the Kalachakra, being empowered into the sound mandala of the Kalachakra, is a series of altogether 16 initiations. You have the first seven initiations in the pattern of one's childhood. Then you have on top of that you add the first four high initiations, which is in the high initiations of the vows, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word. And then you have another series of four initiations which are regarded as the greatly high, meaning higher than the high. Four initiations, again, titled as vows, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word initiation. And that makes it 15. Then the last one is the great Lord Vajramaster initiation. And altogether you have 16 initiations that complete the empowerment, the culture of empowerment into the San Mandala. So we can also say that if we were to condense these 16 initiations, then they are condensed into the four initiations, the vows, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word. So we'll stop here for today. So Rinpoche says, if you have questions about any of these points or other things, then you can ask now. Go ahead.
In the text, Rinpoche has mentioned that this is not the actual, in any of the highest yoga tantras, the so-called Vajra Master empowerment is not the actual Vajra Master empowerment for highest yoga tantra. What is the actual Vajra Master empowerment other than Kalachakra? Here, there was the very last one, the great Lord Vajra Master. That seemed like the Vajra Master. But here it said for any of the highest yoga tantra, what we usually call the Vajra Master is not the Vajra Master initiation. What is that?
Rumchi says, like, here in the series of the seven initiations, where you have the Vajramaster initiation coming in the collection of the appendage initiation, you have appendage which is the secondary and the main appendage. And so where the Vajra Master initiation consists of giving you the three pledges of the Vajra bell and the seal. So here it is being said that such a Vajra Master initiation bestowed in this kind of secondary manner is just labeled Vajra Master initiation, but it's not a Vajra Master initiation qualified in all the characteristics. And so therefore, this would be a Vajra Master initiation in accordance with Yoga Tantra, the third Tantra. And so to qualify as an actual Vajra Master initiation with all the characteristics of a Vajra Master initiation, for that it has to come as a main initiation within the highest Yoga Tantra initiations, Mahanuttara Yoga Tantra initiations.
So this point
of clarification came in accordance with some of the Sakya traditions. Then they have refuted Lama Tsongkhapa's assertion that this Vajra Master initiation that comes following as a secondary initiation to the series of the seven initiation, saying that this is not an actual Vajra Master initiation. To this, Lama Tsongkhapa replies saying that it is just an imputed, labeled Vajra Master initiation. But if we were to follow the commentary of the Tantras, then it does not accord with the commentary of the Tantras for it to qualify as an actual Vajra Master initiation. And so Lama Tsongkhapa states, saying that it's just a labeled Vajra Master initiation, but not an actual Vajra Master initiation. And that for an initiation to qualify as the Vajra Master initiation, then it has to follow the context of the Mahanuttara Yoga Tantra initiations.
Which books include the drawing mandalas? Pictures and pictures, drawing, painting, fabric, not fabric, paper, charcoal, all that.
To zungi kinko che an tiv ta ready kinko ra ready kinko ta di kusto be ta thangalo gi ready gi ta sure par je bten je sur ve sa
ri da thanga di che don ji kaz gi ti ja ga tin da yin gi ba ri ti gi jang gur se di ri ge ten la jang gur di ti ve ti gi jang gur ti go ni ho kriya di so yong gi ba
chi da anti par je sha kam ba par tin so di
ri da par ja jang da ti khon da wa ta kar ba
A drawn mandala is like just like how you use the cloth of the tanka with on which you do the drawing of the mandala, and then whatever pictures you take of that drawn mandala also are all drawn mandalas.
Which says,
in the ancient days when you when you do a drawn mandala, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, doing the grid and creating the entire mandala. But nowadays, you have such advanced technology. You just take a picture of an old one. You have that. And so you still you have to categorize it as a drawn mandala.
Yes. I was wondering what, if Rinpoche could explain who are Shambhala things and Kulapi things, and if they're the same or what's the difference.
Shambhala, Gyavada, reading, Gyavul, said, and so. Kewa kare yore sungre. Kare kunzu ji kunaz ganga chikpare logare kenteres.
Rida chambali jabo yemba chikpare. Rida rigden se duna ji mama ge chujer dawa zambo ni ji chujer dambo di jambo kawda chuji jabo se ya ma da rigden ge me da yo ma ru. Rigden jaba daba ni zon di rigden se ya di o ji da danda ge sa ji di dugo se ji du ji di ma Nimi Chanta Sijidi or Shuari. The Najan is on a Nimi Chanta to so Jigger Mazuita, Handi Chuluko, Jigger Karatoko, Matawa, Jean de So Chosen Yongi, Dinda Yungi Yuari. Then Raga, Rug Machiwa, Dikonga, Rug Chig the Duni, Tujin Kodi Hong Kara Yendu, Tennis on it, the Jabu Tennis on it, Rugden Sangi Yuari.
Rumchi said, whether it is Shambhala kings, Dharma kings, or Kulika kings, they're all Shambhala kings. If you take the first Shambhala king who came before Shakyamuni Buddha to take the teachings, the first Shambhala king was Chandrabhadra, and then following him there were six other kings who were, you know, who all reigned for a period of 100 years, and then the seventh one is the first of the 25 Kulika kings, and they are known as the Kulika kings. The first of the Kulika king is Manjushri Kirti, who composed the condensed tantra upon the request of this Brahmin Suryaratha, you know, who at that time was a Hindu practitioner, but in order to initiate him like this, then the condensed tantra was written. Shambhala gave us the Chugis Roger Vesa.
Really, Chigi Jabo. That Chigi Jabo is in a Suku Jabo injury, the Chigi Jabo in Guivari, Chigalu Jerry Jerry Rena, Marjig Dad, you do Jim Gold, Jindrava, and Chiba Chunia, the Zomar, and no, then I know Guivari.
Rumchi says, you know, they are like secular kings, also Dharma kings, because one of the things that, besides ruling their kingdom of Shambhala, what they also propagate is the spread and increase of the Kalachakra Tantra.
The idea of a root guru, a particularly tantric idea, isn't the root guru someone who is going to show you the clear light nature of your mind, or something like that?
Rumbuchi
says, you can have root guru from a sutra perspective, you can have root guru from tantric or mantric perspective, but as to who we identify as a root guru is generally someone who is able to benefit you mentally, help you out mentally in a positive way, in that positive mental transformation, whoever is the most effective or beneficial, that main individual is the root guru. Is in general what we would identify as the root guru, someone who has the greatest, best effect on your mind. For if you take, for example, Lama Atisha, he had many, many teachers in his lifetime. In amongst all his teachers, whom he regarded as his root guru or had the highest regard for, was Lama Selimpa. Mostly because it was through the instructions of Lama Selimpa that Lama Atisha credited Lama Selimpa's instruction as being the most effective to bring forth bodhicitta within his mind. And so from that point of view, even though from a philosophical point of view, Selimpa followed a Chittamatran school, and Lama Atisha himself followed a Madhyamikan philosophical school. But as a guru, then he always regarded Selimpa as the greatest guru in his life, mostly because of the instructions on bodhicitta that credited Lama Selimpa as being instrumental in generating bodhicitta within his mind.
What is the result of achieving Vajradhara enlightenment?
What is the result?
Doji changi gopan thomni debu khari yores.
Doji changi gopan thomni da dani ji kari se go ji tam ji ga ji da dabu se na ji da do yen na sangi jom ne ni re la ngao yen na doji chang chuba doji chang si ji de yen ba yen du o ji da ji tam ji ga ma dabu na wo yen ding ni de yen ding.
You will be the lord of all the tantras.
If no one else has one, I have one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
How does one become qualified to give initiation? Sometimes we hear that we must have finished the retreat and got a fire proof it, but
Wong Korea la ani yenten khari gores chidan shedu nyemba ke ani a kase chinse pene wong kase wong kun digo sa de da ga chugo re as
gore de ni yo ma yo la man che ba na din ni che song de dong chin gu du jin zen bu zu ze de ni xi de ni je nong gu de ni ji de gong ge den ding ji da ce ne ye na de gong ge den ding ji gu song yo.
I have to seek the help of the. Rumchi says, if you look at the within the Lama Chöpa, the 10 qualities that are, that talk, the request to the. We make our request to you, O foremost holders of the Vajra. You are skilled in explaining and composing, are endowed with both sets of 10 qualities, 10 inner and outer qualities, and a knowledge of Tantra and its rituals. You are honorable without pretense of guile, patient, broad-minded, with your three doors well subdued. These are the qualities of a Vajra master. the qualities for giving initiations.
When
we do the retreat and fire puja, we are most qualified to do self-initiation. Good.
In the time in Vajra, where we keep our vows and pledges purely, they say we can attain enlightenment within 16 lifetimes. Can Rinpoche please give a definition of what it means to keep the vows and pledges purely so that one will qualify to become enlightened in 16 lifetimes?
Bongi kapsu kelambe tamzida donbo atensu sushundu sumarechina kewa chudugu sunchela sangi ke ke sangye tugres che sunya chyo rasu kwansna on wongo wongi kapsu kelambe tamsi domba lepor suma de kandes khari thos shawa resa
oda on de ze kino oda ji tamsi domba si ji di ngwa la mi yin na ji kadis go ta ta ji ji ombo ji si ji de ga tamsi wa ro de ni ringa so su ringa ji tamsi ta ta ji ji ombo ji ringa so su tamsi ji ge si ji oda de so gong ga ji oda
When we talk about, keeping pure all the pledges and the vows that we take during the empowerment. For example, in the case of the highest yoga tantra initiations, then you have the tantric vows referring to the 18 root downfalls. Guarding oneself from the 18 root downfalls and the 8 gross infractions, and then you have, in relation to the 5 pledges to the 5 Dhyani Buddhas, then you have the 14 root and the 19 general pledges.
Did I
get the numbers right? Fourteen root vows of the 5 Dhyani Buddhas, and the 19 general pledges, and the 19 general. So these comprise the tantric vows, and then you have the bodhisattva vows, to protect one's mind from, like, you know, the 18 root and the 46 secondary vows, and then you have the vows of individual liberation. You know, your nuns and monks vows. Your 5 lay precepts, whichever categories. So these are the foundations. So when it means when it says keeping one's pledges and vows pure, it is in relation to the these 3 sets of vows. One's vows of individual liberation, bodhisattva vows, and tantric vows.
What's the definition of keeping them pure? Does it mean
you break them and then you repress? Soon as Tabar soon said the Duan da in the Chumbrashin, Shapa cheche yang lenya terwa. Industry. Di sam tigor vesu gor.
Ori jida karese gor. Ye to tori changzi bari nyam na ji nyam chang ra wo sang diwa ye na mar jang ma jang wa kapti kapti ko yang ji mar shak dam ji yang sori chba ji wo da di na jina sang se gwa.
Keeping it purely means that if we have broken them or degenerated them, then rather than forgetting about it, then taking the initiative to purify them and to revive them, restore them.
The text quotes Naropa's commentary saying that disciples should enter only colored particle mandalas, mm-hmm. and painted cloth mandalas are not suitable, but Rinpoche gave us the empowerment of painted cloth. So how does that qualify?
tanda dina kinko gi choga dinar rum che tanda tuzung gi kinko ma to ma shi chi gi tanda wondu gi chi tanda chabi cha ra narup narup ezebe di nalia ene tuzung kinko ma de ready kinko merun se cha ra on nan digma re se this sumra chen an rum chi gi ngazu ready kinko na di nambra sa kharin
o da de no ba abe ya gari li ko ba tu gur ko di ri ti go chen gur bi ba ro ba o ji
abi
da di da go to go ji ya gran ki wa tu no ba abe ya gari tu gur chen gi wa ma ri sing gi wa ri di no ba abe ya ga ra la du ji nan ju mi cha ngus zig ni da on te tu gong ga ma ri ti go
It's according to the Abhyakara, the great Indian master Abhyakara's system, then he says that, within his explanations, it says that if you don't have the conditions to put together a sand mandala, you can bestow the initiation on the basis of a drawn mandala. So, Rumichi says the system of giving empowerment, ecological empowerment on the basis of a drawn mandala is permitted in accordance with Abhyakara's instruction. And this Indian master, Abhyakara, was someone who had the direct visionary experience of Vajrayogini all the time. So if you say, he didn't know what he was talking about, then you would have to say that, Vajrayogini didn't know because he was under the direct instructions of Vajrayogini. So basically, it seems like if you don't have the conditions to give the empowerment on the basis of sand mandala, then you can also give it according to the Abhyakara tradition. Is that you can also give it on the drawn mandala?
Actually,
there's many Indian masters who say that Abhyakara permitting the use of the drawn mandala is not in accordance with the root tantra, the condensed tantra, and the commentaries to the Kalachakra. There's other Indian masters, there's quite a few who refute his assertion.
What you that any churama banati choga don that chungurko choga don teni yansoko choga the summer somro jisen jigin and jummy muso mara song in a non you are tilana jigin abaya kari what you dang tin and decori di tela jig shano chambu yon ayon mayons in a year she do the churango tons of the shall me jockey and sin and jummy.
Rumchi says, the great Indian master Abhyakara received from Vajrayogini herself the entire cycle of the Dorje Tenwa Vajramala initiations. And later, Vajrayogini instructed him to put into writing this cycle of three teachings in relation to the Vajramala empowerments, the mandala rites and the fire puja rites, and when Vajrayogini instructed him to put it into writing, you know, he questioned saying whether there would be any blessing doing this work. And then Vajrayogini stated saying, if you write, I will ensure that this will have great blessings. So his collection of these three cycles of the teachings of the Vajramala are in the Tengyur collection of the teachings of, you know, the commentary. The Tengyur is the collective works of all the commentaries of the great Indian masters, and it is in that collection. We have time. So we'll stop here for this evening. So she begins to share the thought of the idam guru ratna mandala kamniya tayam dagu jinye sabe gyavandi tenon jowa kana kambanda kibara jizan lo san javai tembe nyembo rando zarje jo yonjo zamjo rambo che ma jeva na jijra jiva nyamba meba ya kwanye kwanye brava jo bama zamje damje de don denjer hanro damje dodo donwa don yonjo zamba kwanye zecho ba teda kanje monam damjer ye gonro rave kore shengande tanda deva malu yore chenye zewa denze yanzo chabye zende vada denjer ye jabara bawe jadara chamba dan kundu zambo deyan dejande teda kanje jesho da Yavanda da tamche rabda mo du dan shabe gyawa tamche Maha kala chodo ngaba de dagu gyewe zawandab Sambo chuchu rabda mo varanyu